sheets of graphetry. Refresh your mind and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind and elevate yourself to your best life in lounge.
Good evening and welcome to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, everybody. I'm your host for this evening, Annette Gomez. And our topic this evening is starting over from tragedy to triumph, how you like me now. And I couldn't think of a better guest to invite since she said, yes, I've been so nervous because there's so much I want to cover and I don't know if we have enough time. But without further ado, let's take a moment to welcome the amazing and dynamic, precious killer pitch master Williams to the show. And I did not stutter. It's precious killer pitch master Williams. Welcome, precious.
I'm so excited to be here. No, you did not stutter. You know, I'd be paying attention to how people say my name.
Yes, ma'am. And I believe I got it right. And let me brag
on you.
You
got it right.
Yes, ma'am. Let me brag on you just a little bit, Precious. Precious is the CEO of Perfect Pitches. She is a master communicator who works with successful entrepreneurs and helps them take their professional speaking skills to the next level with more than 25 years of experience conceptualizing unique branding, speaking, and marketing techniques. Williams trains individuals and companies on how to remain authentic while presenting concepts and visions to distinctive audiences. She is a 13-time National Business Elevator Pitch Champion, appearing on top television shows and publications for her pitching and branding skills. She was featured on season 8 of ABC's Shark Tank, CNN, MSNBC, Wall Street Journal, just to name a few. And as a serial entrepreneur, international professional speaker, and coach, she is equipped to bring life, authenticity, strategy, and boldness to all of your oral and written communication needs, and I need her. Precious is a graduate of Selden College and Rutgers School of Law. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Precious, killer pitch master Williams. Precious, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're so excited you're here. You are so much energy.
Thank you for having me. Again, I am delighted. I really am delighted.
And Precious, listen, I want to be just like you when I grow up. So just remember that when I call and bug you at the end of the week.
I understand that. I'm all in.
Now, Precious, I told you what the topic was, starting over from tragedy to triumph. And you have taken the business, television, and media worlds by storm. And though it sounds amazing, you've had some setups, and I call them setups, not setbacks, because they help
right.
you find, you know, greatness. So I know you've been very candid about alcohol and mental illness in the past. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Today is a 2-year anniversary that I walked out of homelessness for good. So this is a very important day, September 1st, 2018. I walked out of the Bowery Mission Women's Center. I've been clean and sober 3.5 years now. So it's just, you know, when I was going through some of the darkest moments of my life, the downfall started with Shark Tank. It had nothing to do with the show, but my business partner and I just could not get along. The love of my life, who inspired me to start the company that even got me on Shark Tank, he had died. And I felt like I had nothing to live for. I really did. I was like, you know, when he died, I kept going, but there was no passion in it anymore for me. It was like, you know, he was that ray of sunshine and now he's gone. And rather than, you know, talk it out, I just chose to drink. I chose to drink to cope. I chose to drink to wake up. I chose to drink to go to sleep. Yes. And so it was very, very important to me now that people understand that when people are addicts, there's usually something that happened, and no one wakes up one day and wants to be an addict. But anyway, and it caused me to become homeless. It caused me to just go on this downward trajectory, and I tried to take my life on my 38th birthday. And you can imagine the same day I tried to take my life, 3 years later, I'm in Microsoft in their loft spaces, and they've created a whole program, catered it for people to come in and hear me speak as their 2020 game changer. That's incredible to me. When I look back, I cried that day. I'm crying. I'm probably going to cry a little bit now.
I can't believe
that God is that good. Being, you know, when you lose someone so close to you and then you're having a problem with your business partner and you're also not being transparent and authentic. Like, I thought I had to show up perfect all the time. And it was only after I went through the Bowery Mission for almost 2 years of not speaking and just being in discipleship classes and having people tell me over and over I'm more than my accomplishments. That's what I want people to know more than anything, that if I have no more accomplishments, that does not change my value on this earth. My purpose is to help women fly beyond their wildest dreams in business and in their personal lives. And it doesn't have to come in a cookie cutter shape. I don't have to have six pack abs. I don't have to have long flowing straight hair. You can be you, and I'm going to be me. And I boldly walk into any room. Because I've been to hell and back, I know I clawed my way out of it by speaking my way into greatness. And I'm a much better speaker today. I'm a much better trainer today than I ever was before.
Absolutely, Precious. And it's interesting because when I read that, I thought that was years ago. This is just 3 years ago. Just three years ago?
It wasn't that long ago. Nope. It wasn't that long ago. I tell you, I'm like the phoenix. I always rise higher with every downfall. I rise higher and higher.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's part of the journey of life is, yes, there are going to be people who are going to talk about me. So let me give you a show. The entire show, I'm going to give you a show all the way through. Let me give you a show. It's showtime.
I love it. Speaking of showtime, do you remember that moment when you said, okay, I've had enough. This is enough. I'm going forward. Do you remember that moment?
You know, oh, goodness. So I moved into my pastor's house. I was on the third floor. September 1st is the day I moved in, so 2 years ago today. And I remember for 4 to 6 months, I was stressed out because I kept thinking they're going to put me back in the Bowery or I'm going to go back to the Bowery. I can't afford anything. You know, I quit my job to start Perfect Pictures by Precious over again, never knowing if it would take off. You know, there were times I couldn't pay rent. I'm telling you, there was so much that happened. And God had this that voice that he, and it's not a voice anyone else can hear. It's just, you know, it's him. And he was like, I had to put on my armor. I was like, I'm hella hot water. I'm ready.
Just that it's clear.
Like, it was just that clear. And it was like people had dogged me. You know, I left so many people hanging 3.5 years ago, you know, almost 4 years ago. And I had to face them one by one. And it was scary. But it was like, I'm not who I used to be. You can dog me out. You can say whatever you want to say, but I am not who I used to be.
I know, Precious, that I'm not sure if you went through AA, but I know that's part of their program is making amends. So you found yourself doing that for a minute.
Yeah, so I did AA. We call it Celebrate Recovery at the Bowery Mission. And then I used to go off site to an AA meeting on Wednesday night. So that's why Wednesdays and Tuesday nights and Wednesdays are always special to me. I'm not in AA anymore. I don't even consider myself, I don't walk around saying I'm an addict, I'm an addict. I don't walk around like that. I choose every day to not drink. I don't have these urges, these cravings or anything like that. What I'm so excited by is that I don't have the cravings. And even if I did it, I have a support network. I play the tape out. You know, there are ways that I can get around this. And it requires me to pray. It requires me to reach out to my support network. And it also requires looking at my track record.
Let's talk about that for a minute, Precious, because I think a lot of people try to do it on their own. And I think you need that support mechanism. And how did you do it? You've got to separate yourself now from the people that you used to hang out with. You got a whole new set of friends and you got to focus on that.
So for me, and you know what, when you're in AA, you know, they tell you these things and you know, at first you kind of don't want to do it, but you realize that it's very important to take those steps, right? It's very important. Like some people will go to AA forever. That's not my style. My style was I got what I got out of it, but now, you know, I utilize my support network so much more now. I didn't know who was in my corner before. I didn't know because I never asked. I suffered in silence for no reason. I slept on park benches for no reason. I slept on the subway for no reason because I was embarrassed. My ego was too big. Now I don't have no ego. Y'all seen me on social media with one tooth in my mouth because we're in the middle of a pandemic and I'm still speaking at NBC Universal and LinkedIn and all. I'm still doing it.
Wow.
And the reason why is because I'm so strong in who I am. I'm strong in this. I'm not new to this, as my cousin always tells me. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. Until you step into your purpose, another woman or man can't step into theirs. And as a trailblazer, I'm supposed to get beat up, cut up, to make it easier for the next generation.
It's interesting you would say that, because when I'm scrolling, you're like my meditation in the morning, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I also want to talk about a lot of entrepreneurs that we work with, and we're trying to get them off the ground. One of their biggest enemies sometimes is fear. They're like, I don't know how to combat this, Annette. I don't know where to start. How did you start?
It's funny. When you're in a Christ-centered life transformation program, and I wasn't one of those that was trying to leave. I didn't have a man to go back to or anything like that. I didn't have anything. So I just had to sit and grin and bear a lot of things. And even in doing that, the structure of it allowed me freedom. It allowed me the freedom to actually start speaking my truth. I hate to always bring it back to the Bowery, but there were times there where people would test me and assume that because I did Shark Tank, because I was this, I had this high opinion of myself. Oh, yeah, I had a high opinion of myself. It came from my grandmother, who always told me that my gift would make room for me. And that when people are so down, when they're at rock bottom, it's going to be someone like me who comes along and reminds them of their light. It's not our darkness that scares us. Truly, it's not. It's like that quote, it's our light. Yeah, we're even more powerful than we think we are.
I know that's right. You went to Spelman, and I read you stated in an interview, you described Spelman as laying the groundwork for the woman that you became, outwitting, outplaying, outlasting your competition. So let's talk about the Spelman, the house of Spelman for a minute, and what that gave you.
Oh, yeah. Spelman was so wonderful in ways that come out so much more today. And so when I went to Spelman, I was on a full scholarship. And, you know, they only give out two a year, just in case y'all want to know. They only give out two. And I'm from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. And everyone told me I would never get in. Obviously, I love to defy the odds. That's my thing. I remember walking around saying, I'm the real Spelman woman. And women would just say that. Oh, that's Precious Williams right there. That's the real Spelman woman. Wow. Like, that's crazy. I remember when I pledged Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated 8 to Kappa Chapter, people were like, you'll never get in, Precious. You're not a legacy. You're not this. I said, well, in order to be a legacy, you had to start a legacy. Why can't it start with me?
Absolutely. So every time somebody tells you no, you say yes.
Girl, I'd be laughing. I'm like, okay. It's like one of the things I said in a prior interview. In order for a McDonald's to be McDonald's, they needed a Burger King. I like competition. You want this? You want my crown? Come get it. I'm the killer pitch. I'm not just the pitch master. I'm the killer pitch master. I don't say that lightly. I say that with authority and bass in my voice. If you want it, take it.
Precious, I remember their first ad campaign. Let your first steps be on the steps of Spelman. I will never forget that ad campaign.
What? I will never forget that.
That must have stayed with you forever.
It did. You know, like, I'm never going to biologically give birth to a daughter, but, like, I have a little cousin, and she's getting up in there. I told her, I'll pay for your education at Spelman. Now, you can choose to go everywhere else, but I'll pay for it at Spelman. I don't care if I got to go in corporate America and get a corporate gig. You're going to get this. You're going to get this work. I want you to feel safe. I want you to be in a school where it caters to your experience and makes you feel like you matter and that you're valuable. I want you to be around professors who know what Black girls from every walk of life have come from, being the onlys or always standing out. No, you fit in here. You think you're the only one because you are the great where you are. Well, now meet the greatest of the East, the West, the South, and the North. Meet the greatest around the world.
I think it is an unspoken sisterhood is what it really
is. Mm-hmm.
So listen, Precious, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Precious is going to tell us about her brand and how she's enriching other bold queens, because that's what she calls me in all my emails, queens, to reach their destiny. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTV-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTV vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTV Travel Club.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Precious Williams, the CEO of Perfect Pitches. She is the killer pitch master. And Precious, before we went to break, we were touching slightly going into talking about your brand. You built an empire, and you started with the Curvy Lingerie Company, and it just exploded.
Curvy Girls Lingerie.
Yes. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes. Well, you know, I was 327 pounds when I started my company. You know, and no one believed in it because, you know, this is before Lizzo, before Ashley Graham on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It was like, who, what woman of that size will get on television and not be ridiculed or be told nobody wants to see that? Well, I was dating a very famous Hollywood actor who I still never give his name. He's deceased now, but he inspired such love out of me. I remember watching this crime show, and this woman said when she met the love of her life, she never saw such color in the world, and it's so true. He brought life to life. He brought the real world to life. He showed me things I had never seen before, and it wasn't because he was the actor. It's because that was him in me, despite what the world would tell me. And I knew other women needed to feel that way. And if you, everywhere you go, you're told you're too big, we don't have anything for you, well, let us accept you. There's so many women who were my size or were smaller, but they couldn't fit into the average clothing or the average lingerie. And so I wanted to create something for us. And let's be clear, niches can make you rich because you're focusing on a market no one sees right now. So exploit it for what it is and know that I was really that size. It wasn't like I was just saying, I was some skinny girl just saying, hey, we just make lingerie for big girls. Just take what they do for the little girls and Victoria's Secret and just make it bigger. No. It has to be constructed differently.
Absolutely.
And so we were talking, that's what I did.
Before we went to break, we were talking about niche marketing because a lot of people sit around and think about what they can do, but you got to find that market to fill, I believe. I mean, your passion, because you talked about passion.
You got to
find that market.
You do, even with Perfect Pitches. You know, there are a lot of speakers out there, right? Motivational, inspirational, transformational, educational, all of that. But how many of them specialize in pitching?
Absolutely.
That many. So why do you think every day I look on LinkedIn, I can see, I literally have like 70 to about 140 people who look at me every day from different companies, from different healthcare corporations, brands, and everything. And I'm like, it's because I specialize. I really have a specialty. Yes, are you going to get motivation? Yes. Are you going to get all of that? But I don't put myself out the way others do. I had to figure out what is my zone of genius and lead with that. That's why I have clients on Shark Tank. It's not a game.
But Precious, how did you get to the pitch part? How did you cultivate that part of it?
You know, it's so funny you even asked that question, because how did I cultivate it? Out of necessity. Necessity is the mother of invention. I had no money. I had to start this company. Everybody told me it would never happen. And I wanted to prove once and for all, is God who he say it is? Yes. So I wanted to do it in the most spectacular way. Television. They said it couldn't be done, but I did it. My first elevator pitch got me on MSNBC's Your Business with J.J. Ramberg. My second pitch on the show got me $500,000 and them telling me to enter pitch competitions. And that's how I became a 13-time champion. My first competition I won, my second I won, my third I won. And I'm going up against people who look nothing like me, cool tech companies, international companies, Ivy League grads. I was like, bring them all. Bring them, bring it.
But listen,
and I always hear, finish him.
Ooh,
like
I like
Mortal
that.
Kombat, finish him.
That just kind of shook to my spine, Precious. Wait a minute now. Now, I know you were met with some rejection. How did you kind of get the naysayers out of your head? Because I love Cat Williams, and Cat Williams said, look now, if you got 5 haters before the summer,
you got 17 by the summer.
At the end of the summer.
By the end of the summer. He is so right. When I watched that, that totally changed my mind about haters. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't really doing much with your life. Didn't he say that? Really
yes.
Doing much with your life.
Yes,
you ain't
ma'am.
Got no haters? That's kind of wag juice. Haters are supposed to hate. Like, what? You want them to change? And I had to think about that. I was like, no, I don't want them to change. But no, at the end of the day, they motivate me. Because while they sitting there talking a good game about what I cannot do, I'm out there doing it.
Love it. Love it.
And then what's the title is? How You Like Me Now?
Yes,
How You Like Me Now?
Yes, ma'am.
How You Like Me Now?
Yes, ma'am. My cohort, Kelly, came up with that, and we were like, yes, that's it.
How You Like Me Now?
Yes, yes. So then you put pen to paper, and I don't know if I can say it on the airwaves, but I love the title of the book, Bad Bees and Power Pitches. But that don't even sound right when I say it. So should I just...
No, but you know, I understood. I understand the game. I understand the game.
Yeah, but I love it. So you decide to chronicle all of this energy, and you put it in the book.
Yes. Yes, I did. So I was speaking with Sharon Monet of Penn Legacy. And, you know, she wrote an article on me on CNN in 2015. I was the June 2015 Entrepreneur of the Month. And so we just happened to be talking last year. I was 40 years old. And she was just like, you know, there's a book in you. And I'm like, yeah, but I can't seem to write it. She said, because you're a speaker. Speakers and writers are different. I gave her my first draft. She said, Stover, I'm telling you, my feelings were so hurt, but it made me better and hungrier. Because I wanted to prove to her and to myself that if I'm a killer pitch master, can't nobody write a pitch book like me. Can't nobody. You ain't walked in my shoes. You can't even lace up my bootstraps on a bad day. You can't lace up my bootstraps. So I want women to feel this book and read it and know, you know, we've been sold a bill of goods by society that tells us that to look like this, talk like this, walk like this. I ain't doing none of that. I ain't doing none of that. I'm going to show you how to be yourself and move through a room full of vultures. The industry's shady and needs to be taken over. Straight Jay-Z in here. That's
right.
Me.
Absolutely. And I know you share that experience with so many people now, Precious, because I was reading through all of the testimonies, and I can't remember which woman said she is the real deal. She brings it. So how does it make you feel, you know, to come from where you are to where you are now and to hear that from other queens?
It's these queens are just queens and kings, right? Of all different races, nationalities. Like I spoke at the Ohio National Financial Services today, right? Nobody looks like me there except for one woman. And I you would think a woman of color, you're like, oh, I got her. No, I didn't. I knew I didn't have her. I wanted her to see me in my greatness. And she was the one I wanted to impress, not the other people. And when I tell you, throughout the entire presentation, I got to look at their comments, and they were going wild. Wow, these are insurance agents. When do insurance agents ever go wild over anything?
Right.
They were loving it. And so when I get these kind of comments, I literally have to cry. Like, I've cried on a daily basis sometimes, and people think it's because I'm sad. I'm like, no, I'm happy. I finally get to live my dream. I'm in my purpose. And because I'm in my purpose, the women are finally going to step into theirs.
That's
how I feel.
Please say it again, because I think so many individuals, not just women, you've got to find your purpose and live in that. Or I think it's just not going to work. You're going to be constantly fighting.
Yes, you're going to be constantly fighting. And Rick Warren has the purpose-driven life or something like that. Pastor Rick Warren. Anyway, when you find out what your purpose is, like what they tell you about the dash, the most important days are the day you were born and realizing why. So my dash has to mean something. What did I do with the time that was given to me on this earth? Until I stepped into my purpose, which is now, another woman can finally step into hers because now she sees what's possible. Some of us are trailblazers and meant to go first, and some of us are meant to go afterwards to perfect it.
And I saw that when Chadwick died Friday, someone was talking about the dash, and, you know, 43 years gone.
That's nothing in terms of years, but he did a lot. I mean, I was looking at all the things he played. I said, I cannot. This dude is bad.
Yes, yes. So we are going to take one more break, everybody. Stay with us. We're talking to Precious Williams. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Marcus Johnson, and starting September 18th, I'd like to invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, a dad, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest potential. We call it going deeper. If you're an entrepreneur looking for foundational strategies for creating and enjoying your success, a parent looking for the self-care needed to maximize your engagement in your family and your occupation, or if you're just looking to live the journey of life with intention, love, passion, work-life balance, and happiness, the Flow Podcast is for you. So starting September 18th on Saturdays at 9 a.m., join me for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. It's for the love of you. Streaming on all major platforms.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking to Precious Williams, the CEO of Perfect Pitches, the killer pitch master. And Precious, one of the things I love about you, when I'm having a bad day, I go on your page. I can find 45 positive affirmations in a half a second. So some of my favorites, bear with me. You're a diamond, fear, they can't break you. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever could. And my personal favorite, every day you're focused on manifesting your dream, God is listening. How important are those affirmations to you?
They're so very important. I wake up. And I have a social media team, but they when I wake up, there's a certain energy I want to put out in the universe. I want to put out in the world, and so I personally search for the memes and the gifts that totally embody how I want to feel that day. I want to put a certain energy out there. I don't want doubt to kill my dreams or anybody else's. I want women to know, women and men to know, you're diamonds. They really can't break you. You can break them, like you can break them, like you can break them brick heavy. You can break them. But what I want people to know is I personally select those, no one else, because I want a certain energy to come from my brand. My brand is still Precious Williams, too. And
absolutely.
So just like my grandmother used to wake me up and make me do affirmations, I don't feel like it's so innate in me now. There's not a day that goes by you won't see it. Am I right or wrong? There's not a day.
Absolutely.
Even if I woke up late. Like if I woke up at 5 a.m. instead of 4:30, if I woke up late, you're still going to get it.
Absolutely. Precious, finish this sentence for me. Precious Williams is?
The GOAT of pitching.
That's
what I'm
talking
about. The greatest of all time of pitching.
And how do we find the greatest of all time when it comes to pitching?
The way you can find the greatest of all time, the killer pitch master, the female MacGyver of business, you can find me on www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. You can email me at precious@perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. On LinkedIn, I am Precious L. Williams, killer pitch master. Got to stay on brand. On Facebook, I am at Perfect Pitch P. On Twitter, I am at Perfect Pitch P. And on Instagram, I'm @PerfectPitchesP. And on YouTube, I am Precious L. Williams. Get it? How you live.
And that's why she is a team, people. She has a team. Precious, thank you so much for blessing us with your presence this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed every moment.
Awesome. Blessings to you, sweetheart. That's going to do it for this edition of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Join us next week as we expand our series, starting over from tragedy to triumph. How you like me now. Have a fabulous week, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and
elevate, 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 elevate.